Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We have a lot to cover, so I'm going to forego my poem as far as Free for All Friday, but it is Free for All Friday at 877-895-5410. So what is the good news? Do we have any good news? We hear all kinds of bad news. Well, I think you're the good news. There are good people all across this nation, despite the media's bias and fear and hate mongering. Yeah, we have some sad folks, we have some bad folks, we have some mad folks, and we have some worn out and tired beyond belief folks. But we have good folks, like you, the average hardworking, forgotten Americans. The flyover staters. I was watching one of the Fox News shows last night. And while they attribute things to you, it's the way they talk about us that kind of bothers me a little bit. Even when they call us the forgotten Americans, when they say, and it was Laura Ingraham, and I know she meant no bad, but it was just how you say it, how they say it, as if we truly are the forgotten ones. Even when they remember us, we're the forgotten ones. She just made this comment about the folks in the flyover states. It's like, really? She didn't word it exactly like that, but it was just kind of, hello, I'm here, hello. Well, Monday, we had Foster Freeze on, and he challenged us to take a friend out to coffee and find that common ground. Somebody that you know politically, at least, is on a completely different side or realm than you are. And I've said many times that, you know, the coffee is the brew that is true. We have CSC Talk Radio. It's during coffee break time in the mornings. Of course, I think every time is coffee break time in the mornings. So it's the nonpartisan cup, the brew that is true. Regardless of your political stand, regardless of our religious beliefs, regardless of our lifestyles, we're never going to agree on everything. But there is a common denominator. We all have something that we can agree on. And so Foster Freeze has put that challenge out, and I'm going to repeat that today. And when you find one, he wants us to report to him. So we're going to keep in contact with him, and we'll see what happens. He sent me a card today, which I really want to share with you. And he said some really sweet things about us. But we must be true to facts. We must not rule our lives on emotions only. And while grandstanding, it has its place in life at times, it shouldn't be on the floor of Congress. I watched a short video today, kind of a man on the street, so to speak, thing where they're asking the questions. And the question was, what do Americans think of D.C., of what's going on politically? So let me hold the microphone for you today and ask you what you think. Now, keep it clean, but you have to give me one positive along with a negative. And you got to keep it short. We'll see how many calls we can get. Daniel will be calling in the second segment of the show, so we'll have him on as well. And I'll ask him the same question. He doesn't have a clue what I'm going to do. So call me today with what is negative, what you think is wrong, and one positive, what you see as good and ongoing right now. We have the coffee, so let's sit down and solve the problems. Let's bring America home. And sweeten the deal with a little chocolate. How about that? We're going to talk about Spartacus. I have a little quote from Coulter, Ann Coulter. And rolling my eyes around for Dianne Feinstein. And what is treason? When facts aren't there, have a smear campaign. And when is enough enough? Have you ever attended a Trump rally? These are my questions. Have you ever attended a Trump rally? And what happened the day after? What was left behind? Well, when I saw this little video this morning, again, I'm going to give the number, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. One positive of what's going on today in politics and one negative. And keep it short. So some of the answers on this little video that I saw was, and they seemed to be a little one-sided. They were obviously Trump people. So they said that POTUS was doing a good job, but this one had a negative. That's what gave me the idea. They thought he could have a better way of projecting to people. Sometimes he's a little harsh. Sometimes he's they just thought he could use a better rapport. Another one said Trump is turning things around, and they were very positive about it. Another one was saying, and this happened to be a female, and she was an older woman, and I thought she was very well, she spoke very well. She says, the elected officials, I wish they'd quit being so ugly to one another. Why can't they just sit down, hey, have a cup of coffee? Why can't they just sit down and discuss things? Why do they have to be so ugly to one another? Not working together. That was one of them. They were upset. The D.C.'s not working together. The bitterness and snippy. They said snippy. They must be from the flyover states. Snippy. Not acknowledging the good things the president does, but only being snippy at him. And the disrespect for the office and one another. So, what do you think is the positive and what is the negative? I have here something that Foster Freeze wrote to me. I just got it this morning. It's the picture on the front just made me smile. It's a picture of him and his wife, and they're holding a cup of coffee. And I'm going to turn it around and show it to the camera because I have a little camera in here. He's holding a cup of coffee, and I said it must be their Christmas picture because he's got a Christmas cup of coffee. And I laughed because hers is a yellow one, and my husband hands me the yellow cup of coffee. He says it's the sunshine that I'm always wanting. But Foster put in this little note. He says, I'm so grateful for your commitment to clarity and truth, your hard work and dedication over the years to spreading valuable news to your listeners. And this is the part that I liked so very much, is a light in a world of media darkness. The media speaks dark, whether it's Fox News or CNN or MSNBC. They're constantly fear-mongering and hate-mongering. I know that Hannity is trying to get through to truth, and he's bringing a lot of facts. I have to laugh because it's breaking news every night. But what are we all doing to bring one another together? And that's what we need to do. Whether it's over a cup of coffee like Foster suggests that we do, which I'm always for that. But what do we do to bring this mess together? Because it can't be a politician. You can see the politicians aren't going to do it. They don't want to do it. They want us divided. That's why they label us. So let's take the labels down. Let's chuck the hyphens and become one people. Now, this is some good news. One of our good listeners, and he calls in very frequently to the show, and that is Tim from Iowa. He shared this with me this morning, and that's why I said sweeten the cup of coffee with some chocolate. This is a 93-year-old candy man from Iowa, and he buys his neighbors chocolate every week. 93-year-old from Iowa is making an impact in his community in the sweetest possible way. Bob Williams visits a Dollar General near his home in Long Grove every Saturday morning when the store offers $5 off of $25 purchases. And he uses his coupon to buy Hershey's milk chocolate bars by the boxful to share with his friends and strangers, something he's been doing for the past 10 years. I'm moving to Iowa. I want some chocolate. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, 877-895-5410, and it is Free for All Friday.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to go quickly to the phone lines. We have Daniel holding, but we're going to go to Larry in Missouri. He's got a positive and a negative. Larry, how are you doing today?
Fine. Okay, I'll give you the positive first. I think it was Lewis and Clark and the railroad that pioneered the West and how the West was won. And the negative is, I think California and Washington, D.C. has forgotten that by saying we're a flower state.
All right. I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Hello, Beth Ann, and happy Friday. I'm great. I hope you are as well.
I am. I'm gonna give the challenge out to you that I gave to my listeners on this Free for All Friday. It is Fired Up Friday. And I don't know if you're familiar with Foster Freeze, but he's got the challenge out there to Americans to take somebody to coffee and find your common denominators instead of the negatives. So today we're asking for one positive. If you give me one negative, you got to give me a positive of what is going on today in this particular in the political realm, but a positive and a negative. You got one for me?
What's going on politically that's positive? People are going back to work.
All right. That's a positive. That's good.
Yes.
And the negative?
And the negative is the Democrats are up 14 in the generic poll for retaking the House.
Oh, that is a negative right now. Now if we take one of them to coffee, they might think that's a positive.
Exactly.
Are they really up in the polls? Because I don't know, the polls, I don't believe in the polls. However, I believe in them when they say something I like.
Yeah, that's true. Don't we all? So,
yeah,
that's what they say. But remember, they told us Trump was going to lose Georgia and had the risk of losing Texas also. And so I don't always trust the polls when it comes to this president.
No, I don't. Well, I think they've probably never really been trustworthy.
No.
It's just now that we're seeing it. You know, we've always thought, oh, they're polling people and this is that and that is this. But it depends on where they're asking those. It probably depends on what time of the day you ask the question.
Exactly.
So I have in my head, I don't know what you want to talk about this afternoon, but I mean this morning, it's not afternoon yet. The House leaders are questioning the environmental groups and their ties with China. And you've kind of mentioned some of that before. And this is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation, but
yes, no, we've talked about that a lot, and if you go to powerofthefuture.com, you'll see even a number of articles about it. The one group in particular is the one that's getting the most scrutiny is called the National Resources Defense Council, NRDC. Mm. This is a group that has an annual operating budget of about $110 million. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. I don't even need that much. You know, I'm not greedy. Just a tiny, tiny bit of that would be good.
And they have a lot of real serious ties to China. They are not just super complimentary of China, but they never criticize China when it comes to the environment, when it comes to stewardship or pollution. And there is evidence that they receive an awful lot of funding from China. And so the House Committee on Science, some members are saying maybe this group should have to register as a foreign agent, right? Because you're not allowed to influence domestic policy. Aren't we always talking about collusion, right, and the Russians interfering? The underlying motive there is that foreign organizations aren't allowed to mess with domestic policy unless they disclose it, right? I'm sure Russia could make an ad on TV that says this ad is brought to you by Russia, and you would know where it came from. This group, the NRDC, is doing advocacy work about American polluting and American oil and how bad it is, and yet they're getting money from one of our biggest adversaries who would love to see American industry get kicked in the pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's crazy when we start, and you're really good on the energy side of connecting the dots, and I have a friend on some of the land issues, land rights, connecting the dots, and that's Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group, and she just does an excellent job, and so do you, and that's why I have you on the show, because we need people that are following those and connecting the dots, and when the American people know, we can make better decisions. When we know the truth and the facts, we can make better decisions.
Yeah, and just let's just have total disclosure of where these ideas are coming from. Right now, as we speak, and for the past 4 days, in San Francisco, there's been the Global Climate Action Summit. It's started by the governor there, Jerry Brown, and it's bringing all the world leaders together to talk about climate change. I'll just say really quickly, it's funny that they brought them all together. They couldn't do a conference call, right? I mean, they couldn't use Skype. So the amount of people who flew on private jets to go to this meeting is
had to use fossil fuel to bring them together.
Right? One of the big speakers who was just on stage a couple minutes ago was Harrison Ford, the actor. Now, I love
him. I do,
Star
too.
Wars fan.
He's a pilot.
Ford, exactly. He has said before on the record, I love flying so much that I will fly up the coast just to go get a cheeseburger at my favorite restaurant. Right? This is a guy who has multiple planes, 5, 6, 7 planes, dozens of cars. For him to stand on stage and tell us we need to reduce our carbon footprint it's not just hypocrisy, it's asininity, and it's comical. It's comical. But at this big event where all these people are gathered, and I'm coming full circle here for you, you're going to love this, at this big climate conference with all these different workshops and discussions, there is a booth sponsored by China, and it's come to the China Pavilion and learn about China. And I thought, boy, isn't that curious? The world's biggest polluter of oceans and air.
I think we want clean air like China.
Yeah.
You know, I had...
No one is saying, why is China at this? That would be like if there was a Diabetes Association meeting and there was a Hershey's chocolate bar stand. And you'd say, wait a second, what are they doing at this meeting?
Yeah. Did you hear? You didn't hear my first segment. There's a man in Iowa. He's 90-some years old, and he gives away chocolate. I said, I'm moving to Iowa. I'm moving to Iowa. I'm going there. And he's been doing it for 10 years. Well, I watched a segment on TV last night talking about this summit that you're referring to in California. And it was talking about all the oil wells that Governor Brown has sponsored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, California is the oil-producing state, and it's wonderful. It's why we should celebrate that. California's been producing oil since the 1920s. And if you go to L.A., and if your listeners have been there, even in downtown Los Angeles, you still see oil rigs that have been there for 50, 60 years of quietly pumping out oil, and everyone coexists with them. It's no big deal.
Mm. Well, the hypocrisy is there, and it's all about money. I had the article earlier this week, and I think we talked about it on Tuesday, where some of these are they're getting funded.
Yeah.
They're getting funded for this. I mean, they're making money. And I don't think DiCaprio goes around and speaks for free, do you?
No, I'm sure he doesn't. And they also always fly on private jets.
They always
fly. Yeah, and this conference right now, it's the typical actors. It's Tom Steyer, it's George Soros underwritten, it's Michael Bloomberg, it's DiCaprio, it's always the same cabal of lefties, but because it's the environment, they're allowed to sort of dismiss their radicalism, because people say, well, they're just doing it for the earth. And I say, who would do that? They're not doing it for the earth. They have dirty motives.
The earth that they stand on, maybe.
Yeah.
Their little plot of ground. My dad used to walk around the backyard. He used to call it the Sumter Estate. You know, he'd put out some peach trees and stuff, and he'd walk across the Sumter Estate. They're only doing it for themselves, and there's nothing else you can say about it. You know, China's air is so dirty. I don't think people maybe realize how filthy it is. You have to wear masks in certain areas. You have to cover your mouth and your nose, because it is so filthy. You have to wear those little filter masks. I have a son that they went over there with some missionary work, and they took their 3-year-old with them, and how dirty the air was, and certain days they wouldn't even let her go out.
Yeah, exactly. And China is, and most parts of China is where America was probably in the 1920s and 30s, right? China is still a third world. We look at Hong Kong and Beijing and sort of the propaganda the government puts on to make it look like it's America, but it is not. And so I am happy that people are finally coming out of miserable poverty in China, because we know with prosperity comes also a greater fight for freedom. And the biggest thing to overthrow the communist government in China is going to be a little taste of capitalism and the internet and your phone. So we have to accept that China's going to pollute a little bit as they come online with environment and technology. But let's be real. Let's not keep applauding them and letting them underwrite American efforts to shut down our industry.
Absolutely. We're headed into the break. Are you going to hang with us, or you need to scoot off today?
I wish I could, but I got to scoot off. But I love you, and I love your listeners. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you for all that you do, Daniel. I appreciate it. We love the jobs coming back. Thank you so much. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The question today is twofold. You have to name something positive and something negative. Keep it short. Keep it sweet, if that's possible. What's going on in D.C.? What do you think about what's going on in D.C.? And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural individual families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I promised somebody I was going to give them a shout out today. Tom from Pennsylvania listens to the show and watches the show's YouTube on video. And he has a friend that has been a friend for 50 years, he said, having a birthday today. So, George, happy birthday. You're turning 70 today. Happy birthday. And I want you to know that you're fairly young. My mother-in-law is having a birthday today, too. And I don't know if I'm supposed to tell her age or not, but she's in her 90s. So happy birthday, Mom. And that is Imogene. And we're happy to say happy birthday. And a good friend of mine and Stacy Cromer with the Vitae Society, Vitae Foundation. She has a birthday today, and I have no clue how old she is, but I know she's younger than I am. So happy birthday, Stacy. We give our shouts out. I don't do that too often. Usually I forget. So anyway, we've got our shouts out, and I hope everyone has a great day, and I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Now, in my monologue, we had I talked about some things that I want to mention here, but first we've got Neil from Missouri, and Neil's probably going to give us a negative and a positive. Neil, how are you doing today?
Oh, doing all right. I got a positive for you. The only positive I can really see in D.C. right now is Trump. I mean, Trump is it. Trump has thrown such a monkey wrench in the works in there that he's really got them stirred up, and he's causing enough trouble to keep them fighting among themselves instead of harassing the people so much.
Like hitting a hornet's nest, right?
Right, exactly. He really stirred one up there.
Okay. And what I know the negatives are too numerous to mention, but can you give us just one?
There's only one that really counts. There's only one negative that really counts, and that's that they are lawless. Okay?
All right.
That whole operation going on there in D.C. is absolutely lawless. They ignore the laws of God, and that's what's bringing the country down.
You're right. You're right.
And when you talked earlier about a common denominator, that's the one common denominator that you need to have with other people in order to operate as a group. If you don't have a common denominator that you believe and promote the laws of God, which is what made this country great to start with, then you need to just get away with those, you know, get away from those kind of people. If they don't want to keep the law, then, you know, making no covenant with the heathen, don't be unequally yoked with them.
All right.
The only thing that's going to make any difference.
All right. Thank you, Neil. Appreciate the reminder. Thank you. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. He's got a positive and I think a negative. Positive. Roger, how are you doing today?
Just fine. This is a great idea, positive and negative. Well, I want to say something about sunspots. Sunspot New Mexico is in the news, and I worked up there from 91 to 96. Guess what? Sunspot is a museum. They moved all the scientists and the scientific equipment. They moved it to Hawaii to get better seeing conditions there.
Hmm.
So they have this facility that was built right after World War II, because they used it to test the on the V-2 rocket launches. They've tested over 200 of them. They had to have an observatory. They go out of sight, so they had to be able to see them. Well, that's where Sunspot originated. Anyway, all the buildings are government buildings that were built in the late 40s and early 50s. Guess what? They didn't know about asbestos.
Oh, yeah, they didn't back then, did they?
So now they've turned the facility over to the New Mexico State University, and they're probably doing... My guess is they're doing some renovations. They found out, damn, we can't live here. This is all loaded with asbestos. And the reason I say that is because the altitude is almost 11,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The winters are brutal. In the wintertime, we go between buildings. The snow is at eye level. That's how brutal the winter is.
Wow, wow.
And they had to have good insulation so they could get through the winter. But that's enough. And
okay.
That's a positive or not? I don't know.
That's kind of got a positive and negative all mixed up together. They're kind of like stirring your ice cream. Okay.
You're right.
All right, Roger. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Something that Neil said, I'm going to go back to what I was in my monologue. I talk about the Spartacus moment and a culture. And culture on Trump. Now, she makes lots of statements, but... This is something that I thought was kind of like what Neil had said when I made the comment about hitting a hornet's nest. She says, Trump may be shallow, narcissist, disloyal, and the crudest kind of braggart, but he's like chemotherapy for the country. It's unpleasant to go through. She says, you vomit, your hair falls out, but it kills the cancer cells, and you live. And everyone on the New York Times editorial board will die, she said. Now, I didn't necessarily care for the last part of that comment, but I thought she kind of put it well, you know, put it together pretty well, because we can't say that President Donald Trump is any saint. We know that he's not. I have watched some of the transformation, though, and I did that through the... through the campaign, and I'm not always good at body language, but I can read body language, and I saw a change. He's still all these things that she says. I don't know that he's quite as shallow as we had once believed him to be. I think he has been. But anyway, I thought that was a pretty good statement. And then a man that I really do enjoy listening to is Clarence Thomas. Now, Clarence Thomas was addressing what Cory Booker had put on a display, saying, I am Spartacus. Well, he didn't really say it like that, but I did. But this is that Spartacus moment, and this is what Clarence Thomas said, and I really thought he put it well. Because, you know, we have seen so many people that are so angry, so bitter, so full of hate for this president and anyone who likes this president, anyone who says even one thing kind about him or good about him, if we acknowledge that he has done good with the economy or is right now doing good with the economy, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. All we can do is judge on what's now. I do believe he's taking a lot of heat for things that he doesn't really belong to. I don't believe he's a bigot. I don't believe he's a racist. I don't believe any of those things. I haven't seen that in his life. I've seen the shallow. I've seen the narcissist. And I've seen the disloyal. But I haven't seen him be a bigot or a racist. But this is what Clarence Thomas said. And I want you to stop and think about what he's actually saying here. If we could use the word honorable more often, think about the difference it'll make. Then you'll have a legacy. We will have left the country in better shape, morally, structurally, than we found it. But as long as we're looking at our interests, out or scoring points, or looking cute, or being on TV, or the greenhouse effect, or what editorials we're getting, especially the legal system, how do we maintain it? If you can't debate hard issues honestly, with honor, with integrity, how do we keep a civil society? Now, this was in reference of what's been going on in Congress with the hearings of Judge Kavanaugh. And the writer of this, and this came from, I believe this came from the Chicks on the Right, and she claims that, and it was Hannah Blue, he's exactly right. That's what's missing these days, men and women of honor and virtue. The Cory Bookers of the world are only interested in political theater, and I would add careers. They're only interested in what they can gain and how they look on TV. Booker and his Democratic colleagues made that abundantly clear this last week. She says, I love Clarence Thomas, and I do like Clarence Thomas. I think he does a great job. I think he's an honorable man. I hear music already. We're headed into a break already. I had some other things I wanted to add to that, and we'll try and do that in this last segment that's coming up. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. America is more than a slogan, it's a brand we should all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates a high-quality flatware with a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bring America home with Liberty Tabletop. Visit my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 1-844-386-2338. LibertyTabletop.com. Use the promo code BethAnn.
Are you local to the Colorado Springs area and interested in exploring political philosophy through moving, real-life stories? Join us Saturday, September 22nd at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs for inspiring personal accounts of those that have fought for individual liberty under the most extreme circumstances. This lecture series, Heroes of Courage and Liberty, will feature incredible speakers like Michael Lella, whose father's life inspired the Amazon number one best-selling book, Beneath a Scarlet Sky. Also speaking will be Dr. Don Viet Hote, a political prisoner in Vietnam for over 16 years. We'll hear from Dr. Isaac Chung, one of 11 children from a Chinese-Vietnamese refugee family and author of Where the Wind Leads. This program is sponsored by the Foundation for Economic Education. Please visit fee.org/UCCS for more details.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance. President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom. 2 to 4 players or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go. There's no collecting $200. But there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com.
You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go straight to the phone lines. We have Wes from New Hampshire. Wes, how are you today? Oh, he dropped. We lost Wes. I'm sorry, Wes. I wanted to talk about the positive and the negative. And we see so much negative, and I do have some negative. Remember, I had the positive earlier. I had the chocolate. I had the chocolate. But this is something that this is why I'm concerned, and I think this is why Foster Freeze is concerned, because of all the disrespect and the ugly toward one another. And I have another article here besides the one I have in my hand. They want to blame the president on everybody's hate. They call it this Trump syndrome or whatever they call it. And they want to blame him for it. I don't think, you know, how you react to things is up to you. It's not up to the other person. But this was a woman. She was out cycling. She's a cyclist. She likes to ride a bicycle. And she got fired because she flipped the president the bird. He was in his arcade, motorcade, and he was, I guess, had been playing golf. This is in Florida. And she got fired from her job because of her lewd behavior. And she did this not just once. She did it twice. And she says in the end of this that she would do it again. So I just put there's no grace, there's no class, and as Thomas Clarence was saying, you know, and there's no virtue. You know, where is the respect and the virtue for one another? Even if you don't like the president's policies. And what bothers me a lot is because I don't think on the right or the left, whatever side you want to claim, sometimes I wonder if we really look at what's going on with the policies. We talked about not believing the polls. Well, I don't always believe the numbers either that come out. But you can judge it by what's going on in your community. Are more people working today or are less people working? Or we still have the same number of people not working? And it looks to me that there is more business going on. My husband's in construction. He's been busier. He wasn't earlier, but he is now. He's been busy. He wants to retire, but they keep him working. And she's correct. She's running for office now. She's running for, she's challenging a Republican, Susan M. Volpe, in Algonquian District. And this is in, I think it's in Florida. Because that's not where the president has his national golf club or something. No, this is in Virginia. It's in Sterling, Virginia. Okay. So anyway, he was playing golf there, and she flipped him off when he was in his motorcade. And she claims that she has the right to peaceably protest, and she does. She has the right to be unladylike. She has the right to have no grace and no class. But she's running for an office for the wrong reasons, in my opinion. She's running for office because she hates the president, and she hates the Republican Party right now. But what do either one of these parties really stand for? Do they stand for the Constitution and for we the people? Or do they stand for making themselves wealthier? And I'm talking about Republicans and Democrats. Now, Dianne Feinstein, Senator Feinstein, now remember, this is the same senator that back in, I believe it was 2012, said that all military vets are mentally ill and none of them should have a gun. She's very heavy into gun control, although she does have her own Secret Service, her own people that guard her. They're not Secret Service, I guess, but they carry guns. And she has her home protected, but you don't have a right to have yours protected. But she comes out with this letter. Well, let me just read it to you. I'm sure you've heard it by now. But the Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein said Thursday she referred to a confidential letter from a California constituent concerning Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and she sent it to the FBI for investigation. Now, they have nothing against Brett Kavanaugh other than he was President Trump's nominee. When he was elected to do the federal judgeship that he has, if I remember correctly, it was unanimous. Nobody was against him. And I don't know who nominated him back then, if that was under President Bush or who that was. But now he's a problem. And they've made such a mountain out of the molehill. No Supreme Court judge can change the laws. Now, I believe that abortion is unconstitutional. But I'm not a judge, and I probably would never make a judge. Oh, by the way, you don't have to have a law degree to be a judge. So this letter, they will not divulge for sure what's in it, but rumor has it from the mainstream media that it is a sexual impropriety. He was inappropriate. I don't know if he's a senior or junior in high school at a prom. It goes back 30-some years. Nobody wants to give a name. Everybody's anonymous. Why? If you have something that's going to ruin somebody's life, you need to have guts enough to tell me your name. If you don't, then be quiet. 30-some years ago. Now, whether it's all made up or not, I don't know. I can't judge that. But something is wrong. Now, I had several things I wanted to bring to you, but we're running out of time. And I want to remind you that CSC Talk Radio relies on advertising. I've been working really, really hard. Really, really hard to get new advertisers, to get some advertisers. Don't forget Melody Cedarstrom, who has been an advocate for CSC Talk Radio for a long time. For all your gold and silver needs, you can compare prices. She's the best in the West. She's the best in the East. She's the best in the flyover states. You need to give her a call. And I run her commercials at least twice during the show. MyPillow. I have started an all-American market page on my website. Just go to CSC Talk Radio and you can look that up. MyPillow is an affiliate. We're starting a new one with McCall's Candles, and they're going to offer you a discount, I do believe, but I don't have that information in front of me. Liberty Tabletop, we visited with Greg Owens. He is the co-founder of that, and he told me today they are giving 10% off anyone who uses the promo code Bethann, and all of these are going to have the same promo code, Bethann. Liberty Tabletops, the number to call is 844-386-2338. You're helping CSC Talk Radio. You're helping to bring America home, supporting these Made in America products, Made in America companies. And we're bringing them to you so you can understand the trials they go through, the tribulations they have withstood so far to stay Made in America, and what they're providing in their communities. You need to be a part of that. You can be a small part of that by using them. Peterborough Baskets was on yesterday, and they're thinking about, they haven't signed the dotted line yet, of joining us on the affiliate page, and I think that they will. I hope that they will. You need to bring America home. Take America to coffee. Take someone to coffee and sit down and have a little chat. Not an argument. Talk about the weather. We can all disagree on the weather, but we like it when the sun shines, and that's the way we'll bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.